Yes, so Ethereum is so great because with this with Ethereum we now have this awesome Turing complete world computer, and because it's Turing complete, it can do anything other programs can also do, and this means smart contracts can now verify Solidity source code by just recompiling it. They can analyze the stock market. They can verify state transitions in private chains, which means you have chains that connect to each other. They can evaluate neural networks, and thus you have artificial intelligence on the blockchain. And this in turn means that smart contracts can improve their own code by analyzing it. And we can even do fully homomorphic, privacy-preserving, elliptic curve, ZK-SNARK mixer stuff.
Woo.
But yeah, I mean, you all know that this is not really true because these smart contracts are really expensive and they need a lot of gas. Next slide, please. Yeah, okay. So yeah, these tasks are too expensive and they won't fit into a block. And then the usual thing what you do is you go off chain. This means there's a task giver, a smart contract that asks some program to be executed, and then there are workers which register with this system and compute the solution off-chain. And the problem is if two workers submit different solutions, then you somehow have to decide which is the correct solution. And the easiest thing to do there is to just take the majority solution, so the solution that has most workers submitting it. That is not really stable. There are easy ways to exploit that, especially if it's easy to add new workers. And the question is, can we do better? And this now comes to the TrueBit project, or in general, interactive verification of off-chain solutions or off-chain computations. And it's a cooperation with Loi Liu and Jason Teutsch, who wrote a paper about that. Loi will also give a talk, I think, tomorrow about Oyente. And the general framework was already published in 2011, so this general interactive verification mechanism. But we want to take this mechanism and put it on the blockchain and add proper crypto-economic incentivization to do that. And the idea is to achieve similar trust levels as direct on-chain computations would do, but at a fraction of the cost. So this is basically about a way how to scale the blockchain, because you can take expensive computations off-chain. So as in all these approaches, we've also seen it in the previous talk about state channels, it always has a privacy component too, but it's not 100% safe. So we're focusing on the scalability here mostly. And how does TrueBit work? So we still have the same framework where we have a task giver that publishes a task, and then workers submit solutions. But now we don't take the majority solution. Instead, we allow solutions to be challenged. So if two workers do not agree on the solution, then the so-called verification game starts. And the verification game is built in a way so that the honest actor will always win it. There's no way that the honest actor can lose it. And no, not yet, please. And so it's also really cheap, because the only on-chain part is that you only have to store hashes. And then at the end of the whole process, you have to do a tiny computation step. And yeah, this means because the honest actor always wins, you don't have a 51% attack, but a 100% attack. You have to, all the workers have to collude for it to fail. There's a small fine print, although, so we have to assume that transactions are processed in time, which means we need a censorship-resistant blockchain, which is not, and we need an upper bound on the delay for a transaction to be processed. Okay, how does the verification game work in detail? Let's assume we have a computation with 1 million steps, And at each of these steps, the parties compute a Merkle tree of the full memory. And then they, okay, they don't have to compute it at every step, but at certain steps, sorry. And it works as follows. So slowly, please. So we have step one and step 1,000,000. They have the same input, but different outputs. And then the smart contract takes a look at the middle point and asks again for the root hashes. And next, please. And then we see the root hashes are still the same. And what we're looking for is a single step where both parties agree on the previous root hash, but they disagree on the next root hash. And because they agree here on the middle point, but they disagree at the end, then in the right half, there must be such a point. So we again ask in the middle of the right half. And there they disagree, and so on. We again ask in the middle of the, and this continues a bit. And in this case, we found a certain step where the previous root hash is the same, but the following root hash is different. Next slide, please. So in this case, it took 20 rounds for 1,000,000 steps. And after we have found this single step, all the information is published to the smart contract, and it verifies this single step. So access to memory is used via Merkle proofs, of course, so this is really, really cheap. Okay. So 20 rounds sounds, so 20 rounds in comparison to 1,000,000 steps sounds really good, but the problem is that we have to do this on-chain. It does not work off-chain because the two parties have conflicting incentives. And this means it takes at least 20 blocks. But there are techniques to further reduce this. And more importantly, we have this verification game. But because of the fact that the honest actor will always win it, it will never be played. If you lose it, you of course have to pay a fine. You have to lose your deposit, and so there's a great disincentive to even try it. And you can of course try it, but it will cost a lot of money. Specific numbers. If you take a look at a 1 hour computation on a 4 gigahertz processor, you get roughly 14 times 10 to the 12 steps. And if there's a disagreement, then there's a protocol that finds the cheater in 10 rounds. And in each round, you have roughly 600 bytes of messages. Next slide, please. So how do you practically use it? The idea is that the tasks are implemented in C, C++, or Rust, so anything that can be compiled via LLVM. And we use a special backend called Lanai. The reason is that Lanai is a very, very simple virtual machine, a very, very simple machine. And it's easy to implement this single step as a smart contract. And so if you have this task, then you kind of post the source code of it into the system, and you provide a fee, and then workers can compile it to Lanai, execute it, submit their solutions. A potential bonus that will come out of the system is that we can have Swarm as a real actual file system for smart contracts. So you can have smart contracts and just regularly open files, read and write, and so on. Okay, I think there's one more slide. Yes, so the current state of implementation of this project is that we have some proof of concept code. We're now working on the actual incentive and penalty structure. And we're looking for some research grants in that area. And for the implementation, we successfully applied to Wangxiang for a Wangxiang Blockchain Labs grant. Thank you for that. And yes, so that's the progress so far. Okay, yeah, thank you.